Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's due to multiple factors. Clearly, people are not always observing the social distancing that has been recommended. Having gatherings of less than 10 individuals, those have been most prominent. We have people not wearing masks as they need to. There is a level of responsibility that we have to protect others, and we don't see that always being followed. And so that's part of the reason for the considerable spread that we're still seeing at this point in time. We also know that when kids go back to school in the fall, as they did now, that's great opportunity for transmission of viruses. And though they get mild illnesses, they bring it home to mom and dad or grandpa and grandma or aunts and uncles. And then many of the older individuals are the ones with comorbidities, have more serious consequences.
So can you tell us how severe are the cases that you've been seeing?
Well, we've seen when we look at our actual numbers, we're encouraged by the fact that we are seeing many people with milder illnesses who were being able to keep at home and not hospitalize. And so it's probably anywhere from 5 to 6 people we send home versus one staying in the hospital. And we also have better treatments today. We know how to treat this disease better than earlier. However, I would emphasize this is still a very serious illness for individuals who are older and who have underlying conditions like heart disease, kidney disease, and lung disease, and cancer, for example.
So can you get COVID twice?
Well, that's a great question. I personally have taken care of a gentleman who was in his 70s who contracted COVID, well documented. He recovered from it. This was initially in February, and then 3 months later, he came back to me, and we confirmed he had COVID the second time, and he spread it to his wife. So the answer is definitely yes. We're not the only people to have made this observation. There's at least 3 other published cases that I'm aware of where you can get it repeatedly. The immunity does not last forever.
Okay, so of course we heard today about a third vaccine candidate which reports high rates of effectiveness. How optimistic should people be about a vaccine?
Well, there's 2 points to this that I would make. One is we have over 100 vaccines in various stages of trials. We have to make sure that, one, that they are effective, as we are hearing from the first 3 reports, and second, that they're safe based upon FDA review. So I am cautiously optimistic that we will have a vaccine available to us in the near future, but this will not be distributed to everybody in the United States. So the second point to remember about the vaccine is get your flu shot. A study just came out from Brazil that showed that if you were vaccinated against the flu and you developed coronavirus infection, your chance of dying was reduced by 27%, suggesting that the immune response to one is giving you some protection to the other agent. So get your flu shot.
So do you think it will be difficult to encourage people to be vaccinated? I mean, we're kind of hearing the whole gamut about this.
Yeah. So I would encourage people that if a drug or a vaccine is reviewed and approved by the FDA, and the 2 very simple principles are it has to work and it has to be safe. If the FDA gives their approval on it, then it would be something I would encourage people to take. People are reluctant to do that, but I would encourage them to do that because if it gets that approval, that means the FDA has done a very cautious and appropriate review of the material at hand.
What are the most common misconceptions that you are still hearing about COVID-19?
Well, you hit on one of them, that once you get it, you're protected and you don't have to worry. That's not true. You can get it a second time. The other is that only old people get it. No, young people get it, though they tend to be less serious than older people who get it. And you can get serious complications even with young people, but not as bad as if you are older. Those are two of the most common misconceptions. And a third is that this is a virus that we just need to let it take its course and that it's going to be spread anyways. Well, we can prevent it by wearing masks. Masks are not 100%, but they offer a level of protection. So please, when you go out in public, wear a mask and protect others as well as yourself.
So can you review, you know, I mean, we've heard the symptoms of COVID-19 for quite a while. I can tell you that my little boy was sick on Sunday. He had a fever and he was vomiting. And immediately I called the urgent care because I'm like, he has to be tested. And it turned out he was fine. It came back negative. But the whole idea that the symptoms are kind of, you know, I mean, have they pretty much stayed the same or have they changed as we become more familiar with the virus?
So this is a coronavirus. The four coronaviruses we saw that circulated in the United States prior to COVID caused the common cold. So a runny nose, a cough, a sore throat, fever in some people. You can see these same symptoms with COVID-19. Remember, if you have children, they have 2 to 4 respiratory infections per year. As a parent, you can expect to contract 1 or 2 of them yourself. That doesn't mean you have COVID-19. You might, and sometimes the symptoms are indistinguishable, such as cough or sore throat. However, shortness of breath or higher fever may be more alarming, especially in older individuals, and they definitely should be tested. Don't be surprised if you're tested when your child gets ill and you don't have it. Those other viruses are still around, but we can't necessarily distinguish that, and thus a test will help make that distinction.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.